Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Wouldn't it be nice to have a God who understood? Wouldn't it be nice to have a God who suffered, a God who was tempted, a God who knew what it was like to live like a human? The fact is, of course, we do. Jesus Christ, though sinless, suffered greatly, to the point of tears of blood. Our Lord suffered at the behalf of sin, not his own sin, but our sin. And as we read in our epistle lesson to the Hebrews, whether that is written by St. Paul or someone in Pauline fashion, is that this Jesus was tempted in every single way that you and I have been tempted. And yet he endured without failure. He was tempted in every significant way and small way that we are tempted. And yet he gives us the path through it. We have a God who sympathizes. During the season of Lent, we will hear about this spiritual affliction. We will hear about the spiritual warfare that we are engaged in. We will see that Jesus is tempted by the devil himself. That after 40 days of fasting, our Lord would still not eat. Not because it would have been sinful for him to eat, but that it was not what he had come to do at that moment. Our Lord has come to conquer and trample sin, death, and the devil under his feet. Our Lord was tempted by the devil to say, if you will give up this path of suffering and just follow me, I will make you comfortable. I will make it so that you don't have to lift a finger to do a single thing. After all, wouldn't you rather just be happy? Wouldn't God just want you to be happy? Jesus rebukes the devil and says, no, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. You shall not serve anyone else but him. The devil does the same thing to us. Perhaps you felt it yourself, where he sends his demons to whisper in our ears, to show us images on a screen in our eyes, to make us just want to be comfortable. That we would rather stuff our mouths and stomachs of fatty food, of unnatural foods, that we would rather just sit in front of a TV screen instead of opening a book. The devil would rather have us sit at home on Sunday morning asleep than have us gathered with our family to worship. Yes, the devil offers a life of comfort here and now. But that is a path to eternal damnation. Jesus gives a better way, but it is the harder way. Jesus says, pick up your cross and follow me. When speaking about Paul, he said that Paul would be told all that he must suffer in order for his name. And yet that man, Saul, still followed Jesus. We do not have a God who cannot sympathize. Rather, he sympathizes completely. He sees your brokenness. He sees your struggles. He sees your diseases. He sees your misshapen relationships. He sees your sins. And he sends his son to die instead of you. He does not leave you alone now that his son has returned to his throne, passing through the heavens, but he gives you his word. His word, which is a double-edged sword. His word, which is living and powerful. His word, which kills in the law but makes alive in the gospel. And so, instead, we are told to be diligent to enter that rest. You could rest every single day of this life. You could set yourself up in comfort and the devil would be happy. But do not build up for yourselves the treasures here on earth, rather the treasures that are in heaven. On the last day, in that public confession of faith, in that public day of judgment, we must give an account. Did you choose to live comfortably because of the lies of the devil? Did you choose to sleep in every week? Did you choose to do that which gratifies the flesh? Or did you crucify the flesh and follow me? We know that God has sent his Son to perfectly fulfill the law and the prophets on our behalf. And yet he does not reject the law and the prophets. Not one jot, not one tittle will be removed. And so Jesus has fulfilled this law on our behalf so that we are not burdened by it. Rather, we are unburdened. But now we may follow him. No longer slaves, but sons. This is our high priest. This is the Jesus who took on flesh. This is the eternal Son of God, who in the fullness of time had come, was born under the law, born of a virgin, for the purpose of dying for sinners like you and me. God knows your weaknesses. God knows your struggles. He knows your sins. And he points you to his Son. Jesus constantly pointed to that very fact. He told his disciples that they would kill him, but on the third day he would rise. This Jesus is our Jesus. He's the only Jesus. He's the only true Jesus that leads to eternal salvation. When you receive Jesus, you receive the Father. When he points you to your baptism, you are reminded that you are an adopted child of God and the devil cannot claim you. If in this life you seek first your own pride, your own name, then the first shall be last. But if in this life you seek to show people Jesus, that your identity is wrapped up in that I am a Christian, and that others would see the light of Christ, in the end, the crown is given. Not because you did the work, you put in the time, but because God planted faith in your hearts. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation. There is no other name under heaven by which a man or a woman or a child may be saved. The one who endured every sin that we commit, the one who went through every temptation that we also feel, says, look at my wounds, look at my hands, look at my feet, look at my side, and look at the empty tomb. Death could not contain me. The devil is crushed. Your sin is not too great. Follow me. What a joy it is to be a Christian. What a joy it is to know that we are not in this by ourselves. What a joy it is to know that salvation is secured not because of who we are, but because of who our Lord is. So may he give us the strength to live out each day in a confession of Jesus. May he give us the strength to point others to Christ. The church sings, God's word is our great heritage and shall be ours forever. To spread its light from age to age shall be our chief endeavor. Through life it guides our way, in death it is our stay. Lord, grant while worlds endure, we keep its teachings pure throughout all generations. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.